The title of this talk is Where's Mom and Dad? By Mike Brinda. A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he's talking before I knew it, and as he grew, he said, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know, I'm going to be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then, son. You know, we'll have a good time then. Well, my son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never did. And he said, I'm going to be like him, yeah, I'm going to be like him. You know, I'm going to be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when, we'll get together then, son. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, I've long since retired. My son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure been nice talking to you, Dad. It's sure been nice talking to you. And as he hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when. We'll get together then, Dad. We're going to have a good time then. Those words were written over 25 years ago by a great songwriter named Harry Chapin. Although this song is about Dad, it doesn't make much of imagination to see it could just as easily been written about Mom or Dad. In a very gentle and eloquent way, Harry teaches us about the dangers of procrastination and rationalization. Dad's going to teach and mentor and play with his son, but just not right now. He puts it off until later, and later never comes. Why? Because the father made that plane he had to catch more important than his son. The spirit of self-surrender was missing from the father. It is one thing to miss an event with our children when it is unavoidable, but Harry is talking about a dad with a lifetime pattern of behavior, and he's also talking about passing the same behavior and value system on to his son. The mistake in thinking of the dad in Harry's song is clearly explained in the letter of James, chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. You have no idea what your life will be tomorrow. You are a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. Is it a coincidence that the very writer of this song died in a puff of smoke? Harry Chapin was killed in a car crash on his way to a concert. His car was rear-ended and burst into flames. His life ended in a literal puff of smoke. How presumptuous it is for us to think we will get something tomorrow, when Scripture clearly tells us we cannot be certain there will be a tomorrow. The words of Harry's song are like a compass to me. They keep me on the straight path, but I have not always been on that path. I make no judgments, but in the spirit of sharing, I will tell you my dad was an example to me. Except in many ways relevant to this talk, he was an example of what not to do. It wasn't that my dad had a plane to catch. He worked for Sears, dressing display mannequins. He worked Monday through Friday, and he was home at 6 every night, just like clockwork. It's just that as a Depression-era man, and the son of an immigrant who came through Ellis Island, my father had a different belief system. If my dad put food on the table, clothes on my back, and a roof over my head, in his mind, he was a complete dad. His perspective was that he was providing things for his son that he sometimes did not receive as a child, and so that was good enough. Before having children, I decided my dad's definition of an active father would not be adequate if I had children. So I tried to improve and do better for my children than my dad did for me, attending as many birthday parties, hockey games, and other events as possible. Therefore, by the standards of this world, I am a good dad. And I thought I had the correct answer to the question, where is mom and dad? Dad is helping with my homework. Dad is at my birthday party. Dad is at the dinner table. It's too bad it took me almost 20 years to figure out that I had the wrong answer. It's too bad it took me almost 20 years to figure out that all of the things we do for and with our children, in the end, only one thing really matters to God. What is that one thing? To answer that question, let me start by introducing you to a most excellent book. The book is titled The Screwtape Letters by Christian author C.S. Lewis. Lewis builds the book by letting us read a series of letters written between a junior devil named Wormwood and Wormwood's much wiser and older uncle, Uncle Screwtape. Wormwood is a soldier for Satan, and his job is to lead humanity astray. Wormwood selects his human target and builds a plan to lead him to hell and away from Christ. But just to be sure he is on the right track, Wormwood always runs his plan past his older, wiser Uncle Screwtape. Every single plan Wormwood crafts to lead man to hell appeared to be logical and well-designed. For example, a man plans to spend more time with his children. He plans to take them on a nice weekend trip. To ruin his father's plans, Wormwood decides to have the man fired from his job the day before the trip, and after that, have an automobile accident on the way home. To top it off, his income tax return should be audited, and he shall lose all his friends. Uncle Screwtape listens patiently to Wormwood's plan, then calls Wormwood an idiot. Screwtape prescribes the exact opposite. He tells Wormwood not to have the man fired. Instead, see to it that he receives a promotion and a healthy raise. Forget about an automobile accident. Instead, see to it the father buys a new car. Do not audit the man's tax return, but instead make sure he receives a large refund check. And find him even more friends that are rich and smart and intellectual. All of this totally confuses the young devil, Wormwood. Sensing his nephew's confusion, Uncle Screwtape patiently explains, "My dear Wormwood, do you not understand our goal? Our goal is to send people to hell, is it not? How do we do that? We do that by taking their eye off the Bible and off of Jesus Christ. Every time we send people affliction, they turn to their Bible and their God. This father who wants to spend time with his children, let him spend time, you fool. Let him spend the entire weekend lost in the pleasures of the world, and let him do that every weekend until he dies. Then what little faith this man has will not be passed along to his children, and after he is dead, the children will be ours to do with whatever we please." So as I mentioned, it's too bad it took me almost 20 years to figure out that all of the things we do for and with our children, in the end, only one thing really matters. And what is that one thing? passing the gospel teachings of Jesus Christ to our children. It's not whether you go to the hockey games or birthday parties or dances or Girl Scouts or anything such as this. It's not whether your children are brilliant and go to the finest schools, find a good job, or discover the cure for cancer. There is one thing, and only one thing, our enemy works to prevent mom and dad from achieving. Satan will not only allow, he will direct us to do anything and everything with our children in an attempt to take our eye off the most important thing, teaching the gospel message of Jesus Christ to our children, passing the baton. Our enemy is more than happy. Our enemy is in fact rejoicing when we as parents consider our duty done if we simply attend the sporting events, go to the birthday parties, and be home for dinner. Why is Satan happy when mom and dad spend time with their children in apparent family unity? Because as long as you are talking about the home runs hit and birthday gifts received and how good the spaghetti sauce tastes, you are not talking about Jesus Christ and his gospel message. Time moves on, and day after day, mom and dad cover what they think are important. Everything from how to throw a curveball to how to do a job interview. And then one day you realize there's a problem. The faith in Christ you have, your children do not have. And when you reflect on passing that baton to your children, you see it was dropped. The gospel message of Jesus was not passed to your children. Why? Because mom and dad were misled by the enemy and spent their time on everything else but passing on the gospel of Christ. No doubt Harry has it right in his song, as it is not okay for parents to put their desires before the needs of their children. But even if we are not like the father in Harry's song, we are not complete parents until we do all we can to pass along the gospel message of Jesus Christ to our children. It's not a question of being home. It is not a question of being home for family dinner or praying the rosary together. It's not a question of going to the Indian Guides camp out or taking your child with you to help feed the poor. It's not a question of choosing between one or the other. There is no or in our duty as parents and grandparents. No doubt whatsoever that we must be present in a worldly way to our children, and we must prepare them to live in the world. But we must also be present in a spiritual way and go beyond the shortcomings of the father in Harry Chapin's song. Each day we must at least try to pass the gospel message of Jesus to our children through concrete and tangible actions. Is it my imagination, or do you feel like everywhere you go, someone is giving you another thing to do, another thing to add to your already busy schedule? I would hope, however, that tending to the spiritual development of our children or grandchildren would be able to make the cut. I would hope that through word and action, the passing on of the gospel message of Jesus Christ to our children would be uppermost on our to-do list each day, and it would not be considered a burden, but a blessing to be given such a role by God. In closing, I think it would be appropriate to listen to the words of Harry Chapin, but I ask you to do one thing. Imagine you are the parent in Harry's song, and as you listen, ask yourself if you will find the time for passing the message of Jesus to your children.
But my son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy, you're the man. When you're coming home, Dad, don't finally came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have him, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the sail was born. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as he hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then.